1, 2, buckle my shoe. 3, 4, knock at the door. 5, 6, pick up sticks. 7, 8, lay them straight. 9, 10, a big fat hen. Hello everyone, welcome back all of you to my podcast. And today we will be learning something new, something different. And obviously, as we all know, that Children's Day was there in this month. So that is why we are celebrating in this month, Children's Day, by dedicating all the episodes only to the subjects which is very important in their lives, isn't it? Well, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, O, M, N, O, P. Now what else? I will not tell. Well, I am not going to speak anything more. You must have got the hint that today we will be learning about the joy of only one language, and that is English. Okay, before I tell you about this subject, before I tell you something related to this subject, let me ask you one question. How many of you have fear, or how many of you have suffered from the fear of studying this language? Well, I have seen hardly few students who suffer from the fear of this language, as this language is very, very interesting, and it is something which is very important for us, isn't it? So today, if you will ask me that, did you have any fear for the subject English, I will never say yes, because I have always enjoyed this subject, especially whenever the question was about the writing. I used to write a lot, and especially the imagination, the imaginative power which I used always, was something very important in the subject. So today, let me take you to the journey of the history, a brief history of the subject. This language in my nation has with time seized predominant position, delineating the culture of India in the 1830s during the rule of English East India Company. And all credits goes to the colonization, the British colonization. Today we have this language as an official language of Indian nation, and it is spoken as a second language by a minority of educated population of 8 to 11% to current estimation. English as a language in India has an archive of about 300 years, and it existed in India with the entrance of the British on the Indian coast. People from different religions, community and cultures have attempted to adopt this for many reasons. Consequently, in the present context, we cannot think of life comfortable in my nation without this language. And in India, it is a symbol of people's aspiration for equality in education and fuller participation in national and international life. Therefore, it is the need of the hour to understand the history and the evolution of English in India, as well as to review how we are progressing with this language. And the same is being highlighted by me for you all, right? So, dear all, let me take you towards this journey. An English language set foot in India with the granting of English East India Company Charter. Yes, by the Queen Elizabeth I in the year 1600, and the subsequent establishment of trading ports in the coastal cities such as Surat, Bombay, Madras and Calcutta. This language public instruction began in India in 1830s, and I have already mentioned this, so I will not repeat again and again. In the year 1835, English replaced Persian as the official language of the company. And Thomas Babington, better known as Lord Macaulay, played the major role in introducing this English and the Western concepts of education in India. He supported replacement of Persian by the English as the official language, use of English as the medium of instruction in all the schools, and the training of English speaking Indians as teachers. Throughout 1840s and 1850s, primary, middle, high schools were opened in many districts of British India, with most high schools offering English language instruction in some subjects, right? And in the year 1857, just before the end of company's rule, universities modeled on the University of London using English as a medium of instruction were established in Bombay, Calcutta and Madras. And during the British Raj rule lasting from 1858 to 1947, this language has penetrated, or I can say its penetration increased throughout India. This was driven in part by gradually increasing hiring of Indians in the civil service. And at the time of independence in 1947, English was the only functional lingua franca in the country. Right? So we can say that yes, before colonial rule, we cannot say much about this subject, but yes, after this colonization, the subject was introduced and how it has become, how it became a part of our nation, we could not imagine. And today, when we read so many books about out so many authors, we feel great, isn't it? Now today I will be giving you a few tips for making the subject easy. Now what you can do, you can watch films, you can read the articles loudly, you can actually pursue active listening, you can listen to news, you can listen to any kind of conversation taking place in the same language. You can actually study phrases, not words, right? And most importantly, try to improve your pronunciation, right? Or you can do one thing, you can start a blog. Nowadays, you have plenty of options, dear all, to improve in the subject. Keep writing. If you are a good writer, or even if you don't are a good writer, you can start writing. And trust me, you will develop an interest in this subject and you will be learning this subject with a pleasure. Now, here I would love to quote the quote of Alfred Mercier. Yes, he quoted, "What we learn with pleasure, we never forget." So it's time to learn the subject with a great pleasure. And for that, you have to take out your pen and diary and start writing. And feel the subject. And most importantly, stay connected with me to learn more. Children, take very good care of yourself. And bye-bye.